Welcome to Tilt. Scott Hodgen and James Sipsa started this communication and design firm in 2005.
So he was freelancing websites, I was freelancing print and identity and branding. People would come to him for logos, people would come to me for websites, so we were passing work back and forth to one another. And we just thought, well, this is silly, why don't we just put it under one roof and find a silly name for it. Tilt's what happens when you try to cheat the pinball machines.
It's when gamers actually lift the machine to influence the movement of the ball.
Potentially with pinball, tilt is a negative thing. You lose your ball and the game's over if you try to cheat the machine and tilt it to your advantage. But that's sort of the other twist on the name is tilt. We can, you know, manipulate things to your, you know, the client's advantage. We promised ourselves that when we did start our own company, we would have pinball machines and arcade games and stuff like that.
Sometimes they even hold Ms. Pac-Man and Indiana Jones tournaments during the workday.
We don't want to ever be that stuffy, stuck-up, you know, take ourselves too seriously firm, because that's just not who we are. I mean, we show up every day in shorts and a t-shirt, and that's just who we are.
I'm just a graphic designer, illustrator.
That's Caroline Boudreau. On her computer screen is a brochure design for a physical therapy clinic. In her sketchbook is her first stab at a t-shirt design for the IT company Sparkhound.
I don't know. This is a little more interesting than everything else.
The t-shirt drawing details a complicated network of pipes and cables. Hodgen says he always starts ideas on paper too.
Every project I do, every job, doesn't matter how big or how small, I put pen to paper at least once for it.
The next stop for a project is the third floor conference room.
This is where we drag all the clients just to discuss their project and present our ideas.
The long meeting table offers plenty of surface area for group sketching and brainstorming sessions.
Two very different companies have two very different needs. Branding can be so elastic, so you can do branding for the radio bar, and you know, it starts with a logo, but for their needs, it goes into coasters and signage and t-shirts and a website. Or you do identity and branding for Sparkhound, who is a business IT company, and their needs are very different.
Sometimes a client knows what they want before meeting with the design firm. Sometimes they don't.
So not to keep using the radio bar as an example, there's a coaster in front of me, that's why I keep talking about it. They had a few ideas in mind. And that gave us a bit of a direction that we pursued. Other clients, they just say, we have a need, you know, that we have to fill. You know, help us fill that need. And they come in with just the question, and we have to find an answer.
Tilt scored with Sparkhound's sales brochure. The silly, lighthearted pamphlet showcases the company's staff, labeling each as belonging to a fictitious canine breed. The design won a silver award at the American Advertising Federation's national competition, putting Tilt in league with firms that have worked for clients like Coca-Cola, Sears, and Kellogg's. Claire Olson, WRKF News.